What about Jerry Richardson, Robert Kraft, and some of the other owners that have become to be more and more influential these days?
Well, it's a different game than I remember coming in the 70s in covering. You know, once upon a time, this was a sport. The owners were sportsmen. Now you see the prices these guys are paying. These are businessmen. They're, you know, they like to win the Super Bowl, but they also want to make money. They want to make a lot of money. They want to recoup their initial investments. You know, you're talking about, you know, men that have paid $800 million for a franchise. And the bottom line is dollars and cents. And I think there's less patience. I think that's why you're seeing, you know, coaches fired in great numbers every year. Dan Snyder, you know, he went through, I think, four coaches in a span of 6 years. If you don't win right away, they want to replace you. And then you look at the Steelers, you know, Dan Rooney, the old guard, you know, he sticks with Bill Cowher through thick and thin, and they, you know, they're competitive every year. They win a Super Bowl when they have the talent. But the game has changed. It's about, for most of the owners now, it's about business, and it's about making money. It's about suites and parking and concessions. And I think we're getting farther and farther away from the sport of football itself. It's about the NFL Network and making money there, and Sirius Radio and making money there. You know, it's all about the revenue streams that this league has. And Goodell is a guy that, you know, knows the football end and has been, you know, tuned in to the financial end of it as well.